No panic zone on a Monday. We're making our way through. It's going to get worse around here before it gets better. But listen, if you're locked in your house like the rest of us, we might as well make the most of it, right? I'm telling you. My next guest has been hiding in the basement for like a month now. Alan Sachs, the professor of political science, University of Texas at Arlington. Professor, good morning. How are you doing today?
You're right. I was hiding in the basement.
Of course you were. Why wouldn't you be?
With a mask on and everything. Every 5 minutes I'm spraying myself.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're like a feral cat. I get it. So let me get this. I just want to make sure. I mean, you're older. You're one of the people that would be vulnerable.
There is a bullseye aimed at me.
Yeah. Underlying medical conditions. You're in a wheelchair. All of those things, right?
I'm in bad shape.
Yeah.
Absolutely true. And I have to have a doctor's appointment in the middle of the week. And I'm not sure if I want to go to the doctor's office.
Don't do it.
I don't think I will.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because the patients are in there jammed in, and I don't know what they're like. Mm. By the way, I'm going to compare Donald J. Trump to Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
And I really will. If we can get out of this, and I think and pray that we will, the comparisons are very similar. Abraham Lincoln was vilified by the other
Everybody.
Political party. He was mocked. He was ridiculed. They drew horrible cartoons of him.
Yep.
And I listened yesterday. Why I did this, I don't know. Almost fell out of my wheelchair listening to CNN and MSNBC just beat up on him unmercifully. Petty stuff. Did you know he said this at this date? And then he didn't say another thing. Abraham Lincoln was vilified as well.
Absolutely. Abraham Lincoln only got 39% of the vote when he was elected president the first time. Most people don't realize that.
His own generals. As the war is going on, his own generals turned on him.
Right.
But he was steadfast, and he made it through.
You know, however, that's an interesting comparison, because just like the generals today, or, you know, Mark Kelly or some of these people that have come and gone from the Trump administration, Lincoln did the same thing. You don't like it? Get out. And he would fire him. He would get rid of him.
That's right. And he said things that just drove people nuts. That was one of my favorite statements of Lincoln, is when he brought on U.S. Grant to lead the army.
Yeah.
And a lot of his critics said, oh, but you know that General Grant drinks too much. And
yeah.
Lincoln replied, tell me the name of the liquor he likes, and I'll send him some more.
Well, exactly. You know, and there's only one picture of those two together that I'm aware of. Odd couple, 6'4" standing against 5'8", because Grant was 5'8", which, by the way, was the average height at the time. There's a little something for you. You can win yourself a beer on that one next time you go out to the bar, Professor. Alan Sachs here with us. I wouldn't go to that hospital point. So tell me about the cases in Texas. What's going on there?
It's fairly quiet here, but a lot of people are thinking it's going to hit here too, just like L.A. is bracing for it, New Orleans is bracing for it. Michigan, I think, Detroit is...
Well, for the first time, Michigan, we had a decrease in the number of new cases day-to-day by 157, which is, it's one day, but I'll take that as a win, right? And we also just had a...
I agree with you. In fact, even in New York, it looks like there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel.
It is. The daily increases are down to just over 13% of new cases. And we just had a guy on the program here, a 38-year-old guy, Jim Santilli, who is a survivor here in Michigan. And he took the hydroxychloroquine antibiotic combination, said he thought he was going to die before midnight on Saturday morning last week. They gave him that. He said within a few hours he had turned around completely, was released 4 days later, and has sent home to recover. And over the weekend yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration approving emergency authorization for the anti-malaria drugs. And in fact, we had a company by the name of Sandoz give 30 million doses of hydroxychloroquine to the Strategic National Stockpile. So that's now available. And I've heard other stories from other places of people that are surviving this illness because of this disease. And you know who was mocked for saying that it might work? President Trump.
That's right. He really is, in many ways, if he can survive this, and I think he will, I don't mean survive it physically, but maybe that also...
Politically.
I think he will be regarded by historians, if they are the least bit objective, as another Abraham Lincoln. He's been ridiculed. He's been mocked. There's been horrible cartoons about him. Yesterday, I watched the nitpicking on CNBC CNN and MSNBC, and the nitpicking was just ridiculous. You know, did you know that he said this on this date? And then he went back on his own words. And then there's Nancy Pelosi, of course, who comes out and says that while the president fiddles, people are dying. Just incredible kinds of stuff.
Well, it's obnoxious, and we played a whole series of Bill de Blasio sound bites a little bit earlier today on the program. Go about your business. Just do as you normally do. The risk to New Yorkers is very low. This is a couple of weeks ago.
And yeah, now he's going around telling everybody to close up
their doors.
Fault.
Right, and it's Trump's fault that he didn't get the help he needed. Well, I've got a message for Bill de Blasio. I've got a message for the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. I've got a message for all of them. Stop blaming Trump. Why don't you stop spending so much time on CNN and MSNBC and all these other things? Why don't you do your job?
Is the governor of Michigan a popular governor?
The ratings that I saw before this were about 42%. I mean, she's only been there a couple of years. I don't know. Don't pay much attention. You know, doesn't affect me much. But she came out and tried to prevent doctors from writing these prescriptions for hydroxychloroquine. What does she do now? And she also made the wild prediction that 7 million people in Michigan, a state of 10 million people, would 7 million would be sick. 1 million would need to be hospitalized. She made
they
that wild prediction.
They want it to happen.
You know, they do want it to happen.
That's right.
You know,
it's horrible.
Yeah, it is terrible.
I'm for President Trump. Keep it on. Keep on, Mr. President, and you may make it through the... And it's a civil war, you know. And
just for the record, just so people know,
you were not...
People that maybe are joining us that don't know you, Professor Alan Sachs here with us from the University of Texas, Arlington, you were not a big Trump cheerleader when he was running for president. You didn't like him a bit.
I was converted.
Yeah, you didn't like him a bit when he was running, and you were surprised when he won. And so, you're a big convert, aren't you?
And some of his language, I have to admit, you know, sort of sends me, you know, why does he have to say that? But all in all, when you put the whole package together, he's okay.
When you look at the, as they say, a body of work.
That's right. He's okay. And anybody, how does he keep it going, you know, physically and mentally, with all the stuff coming at him every single day?
I don't know. I mean, Joe Biden's having enough trouble just doing, you know, live shots from his bedroom.
and yet some of the polls I'm reading, I don't know where they come from. I guess it's the media making them up.
Yeah, it is.
And Joe Biden is beating Donald Trump.
Oh, please. You've got credible.
Sure. You know, just like I'm going to be the new president.
Yeah, you've got liberal polls. Showing Donald Trump's approval of his handling of the pandemic at 55, 58, 60% in some places. So I'm not too worried about it. Professor, got to leave it there, of course. Professor Alan Sachs.
Thank you. Wish everybody well. We'll make it through.
Yes, we will. Thank you for being in the no panic zone today. Don't go to that appointment.
Gettysburg is right around the corner.
Yeah, there you go. Gettysburg is next, our last stand. 41 after. Don't go to that appointment, Professor. 41 after. You're in the no panic zone here on the Steve Gruber Show. On a Monday, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. But a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And, well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.